you know.
Hello.
Hi there, can I speak with Claire?
Speaking, yes.
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress for the time during care.
Okay.
Yeah. So all you need to do today, Claire, is just confirm a few details with yourself. Take like a very brief statement, and we can look obviously getting this claim processed for you. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Claire McKenna. Is it Miss or Mrs?
Mrs.
Mrs. And would you have been known by any other names when you was younger?
Yes, it was Rayburn. Harry, do you want me to spell that for you?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Yeah, it's R-A-E.
Yeah.
B-U.
Yeah.
R-N.
Perfect, thank you. And the email address that I've got on the system is claire856@hotmail.com.
That's correct.
Thank you. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
Yeah, it's 30/11/73.
Perfect, thank you. And just also your door number and postcode?
110, and the postal code is G for Golf 67.
Yeah.
To P for Papa, S for Sierra.
Thank you. And that's Greenrigg Road?
It is, yes.
Thanks for that. So yeah, I mean, what age was you when you was placed into care?
I was 12.
You was around 12. Okay. So would you know your mother's and father's names?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would they be?
Alexander, was my dad, and my mum was Claire, C-L-A-R-E.
Yeah, and they both McKenna as well, are they? Sorry.
What was that, sorry?
They're both surnames of McKenna as well, then.
No, their surname is Rayburn. The name that I gave you, the R-A-E-B-U-R-N.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because McKenna's a married name, so...
Yeah, just for you. I just got back from dinner, to be honest.
It's all right. Don't worry, it happens. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. So, and obviously you said you was around 12 years old then, weren't you? Where is it that you...
No, I was definitely 12. Yeah, I was definitely 12, yeah.
Where is it that you was placed?
Glen Rosa Children's Home.
And do you know how that's spelled?
I do, yep. It's G-L-E.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
R-O. S-A.
Yeah.
That's
okay. And what area was that, Glasgow?
Pollock Shields in Glasgow, yeah. Do you want the full address? Do you need the...
No, that's fine. That'll be perfectly fine. No, okay. How long was you at Glen Rosa for?
I came out of there when I was 16.
So you did like 4 years there, roughly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no worries. And if you don't mind, if you could just explain a little bit about kind of, you know, what you experienced at the time when you was there.
Right, okay, just there was a lot of bullying from other children, but the staff were not very great either, if that makes sense. Like, they would shout at us and tell us to go in our rooms and lock the doors so that we couldn't get out the room. Just trying to think what else. Do you know, it was just that generally just wasn't a nice place to be.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But bullying, and so there was physical and kind of mental abuse ongoing in there as well. And sometimes as well, the older boys would go into like the girls' rooms and hide under the bed until it got to bedtime. So then they would actually come out from under the bed. Like that happened to me a couple of times as well. Some of the boys in the home, you know, and obviously they're looking for something more, but I wasn't that type of girl, if that makes sense, and I would have to scream for help because of that, because I was put in the children's home due to sexual abuse, so I was put in there for my own safety, and it didn't really work out like that.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
I might say, so I'm just making a note of that for you now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Was there ever any physical assault from anyone from either, you know, kids there or staff or?
Oh yeah, almost every other day. That's what I was saying to you. They bully, so they like hit you on the way by and things like that, or pull your hair, or trip you up, and do you know what?
Yeah. And would this be the children, or would this be the staff, or was?
Well, that was mainly children, but staff were like bad for locking us in rooms. That was the main thing, getting locked away, out the way, out. What was it they used to say? Out of sight, out of mind, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they would tell you, like, you're only going to get out if you behave, and, you know, things like that. It was just the staff. Some of the staff were just absolute evil.
Yeah. So they'd lock you in your room and then tell you you couldn't go out a lot of the time. Was there any other times that the staff would, like, restrain you and, like, you know, they have to, like, you know, like, put the arm up your back and pin you to the floor or anything like that?
Not really, no. Normally they would just push you.
Yeah. And you said, obviously, thankfully, you said that, obviously, you wasn't ever sexually assaulted, but the boys did try to. Like, there was...
No, they did try to, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, okay. Which is still obviously sexual assault as well, isn't it, to be completely honest, you know, do fancy and things like that.
Yeah.
So just one moment. Is there anything else you can remember? It isn't a problem if not. I've got quite a lot wrote down, but just anything might, you know, benefit that you would want to mention.
Yeah,
or...
actually, there is something just while I'm sitting with you, and it's just came up in memory as to why. I do not know, maybe because we're speaking about it. But I like have PTSD and things now as well because of all that, but that, you know, that's a different issue. But I do remember the manager, well, not the manager, but you know, the one that was in charge of the whole home. I don't know what he was called, because the other ones were like our key workers, and then we had staff, and then he was at the very top. But he had a little room in the corridor that went between the two houses, because there was 45 and 47, and this long corridor as well that kind of connected the two houses. But the laundry was down there, and for getting into their laundries, but then there was this little room next door that nobody knew where it was. But obviously, I found out because Ronnie, that's his name, that's all I remember, is Ronnie, who was the head of the home, would take us in there when he was developing pictures.
Yeah.
And he tried to touch, again, it was like the sexual abuse side, he tried to touch when he took us in there, but he would only take one girl in room at a time when he was developing the pictures. And then he tried, like, with his hands, you know, moving up your leg and then going up to where your skirt was, or if you had leggings, not leggings, I can't even remember what we used to wear back in the 80s, but basically he would just try and get his hands on your private genital area, do you know?
Yeah.
Because he did that to me two or three times, and then... obviously, I ran out of the room screaming and shouting other staff, and then I was told to don't discuss it again. It's something that happens, and you've not to worry about it because it'll all be resolved, and you won't touch anyone else that way and things like that, the staff would say to us, or to me personally, because I experienced that with him.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. That was absolutely awful, isn't it? I think the rest of the staff as well just tried to kind of cover it up rather than trying to give you the help.
Yeah, but they were obviously listening to him because he's the manager type person, if that makes sense. But yeah, it was just disgusting. Disgusting behaviour, disgusting man. And I used to hate, obviously, like if you were called to his office, I would hate that because I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen when we go in? But he never actually did anything out where people could see him. It was always behind the scenes.
He'd always try to get you alone.
And it was the same with other staff. Yeah. They're covering their own self, if that makes sense.
No, I'm sorry to hear that as well. Like, so it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, so much so, I have three grown daughters now. They're all older, do you know what I mean? Because obviously I'm old now at 52, or getting older. But I look at them and I think I'm so glad they didn't have to go through any of that. They didn't go through like children's home or anything like that at all. I brought them up the way I thought they should be brought up, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they all get a good life. But the girls don't like me speaking about the past at all either. That's one, because it hurts them. So they don't want to know the ins and outs of what happened in the past.
It must be difficult for them as well, knowing that obviously because you are the mother and they never want to, you know,
you don't want to think that's happened to your mum.
Yeah. Like you say, it's good to see though, because like you say, going through what you've gone through, you've made sure that you kind of be as protective with the children as you need to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
And yet, in the children's home, they would always say to us as well, oh, you'll never amount to anything, you'll end up a drunk or a junkie. That's what they used to say, so
yeah.
There you are.
And the thing is as well, like, you know,
from them.
That's it, and I speak to a lot of people as well on a daily basis, and they might be a drunk, you know, they might be a junkie, but the reason probably why is because what they've been through in that care room and what those people did to them. And then when they got to 16, they've just said, right, you go out on the streets now and try and find a way to live your life, and, you know, it's not a wonder that they turned out the way that they have, knowing what they've, you know, what they've had to experience. It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do with voluntary as well. I actually work in the community, so I've got a cafe again tomorrow, but it's like but they're still in recovery from alcohol or drug dependence. So, but it's nice to help those people as well. So I'm kind of giving back now, which I enjoy, because people should be there for each other, do you know?
Yeah. No, of course, 100%. It's good to hear that as well, obviously, that you are, like you said, you're doing trying to do good as well in the community, which is great. So just to confirm as well, there's only two more things I do need to ask, you know, that are
a little bit
deep, and we kind of move on from this, but you're not suffering from any kind of terminal illness at the moment, are you?
Not at the moment, no.
Perfect.
I'm saying not at the moment, no, as if that's a... But when I turned 40... Every year I've had another illness added on to me, so I just laugh at that.
Right, I see, So you think it's
that's
probably...
That's why I'm
No, of course, no worries. And just as well, kind of, touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself during the course of this, like, 12 months or so that the claim is to be made, would you just have to put a beneficiary down? Somebody who would obviously receive the money if anything was to happen to yourself? Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for you?
I suppose you better put the other half, Mr. Kevin McKenna. And you're going to ask me for his number, so I'll need to get him, not into my phone, but bring his number up for you. Wait a second. Yeah, I kind of look at it as well, though. Some people aren't as lucky as myself. I feel blessed to, like, still be here and things, you know. With everything that I've been through, but let's see. Right, I've got his number. Would you like a note of that?
Yeah, if you can, please,
Yeah, it's 07.
Yeah.
809.
Yeah.
773.
Yeah.
713.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. And his name's Kevin McKenna, but...
He's Kevin, yeah.
Like I said, in regards to details and things like that, that's pretty much everything that we're going to need. Only one more thing.
Okay.
Do you remember the address you was at when you was 12 before you obviously got placed into care?
Let me think. Yeah, I think this is right, but I'll give you... No, do you know what? I'm sure it's right. 26.
Yeah.
I'm going to spell the next bit for you because it's Scottish bloody names again. It's called Baxter. So it's K-I.
Yeah.
L.
Yeah.
V.
For Victor.
V for Victor, yeah.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
X for X-ray. P for Tango. E for Echo. And R for Romeo. And that's Drive. So 26 Covaxter Drive, and that's in a place called Arden. I'll spell that for you as well. It's A for Alpha, R for Romeo, E for Delta, E for Echo, and N for November.
Is it ID51?
What's that?
Is it Glasgow? Is it Glasgow, is
no,
it?
No, Glasgow. It's well, Glasgow,
one,
yeah.
One coming up in Inverness then, but that's obviously
no,
not
no,
the right
it's not
one.
Inverness. No.
Now, is it Kilbaxter Drive, Kilbaxter Road?
Kilbaxter Drive it was.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'll find the... Are you finding the address okay?
Yeah, I can find the address, obviously. I just don't think there's a number 2 there anymore, but...
No, it's 2626.
Oh, perfect. 26.
But there isn't one anymore, you're right, because they knocked it down and they've built new houses on that part.
Don't worry, what I'll do is I'll just put it in without the postcode, because the postcode's probably changed anyway, you know, since
then.
Perfect. So, yeah, all that we do really need to do now, to be completely honest, Claire, to get this claim underway, is we do just need from yourself a proof of ID, so a picture of, like, a passport, a driver's licence, something
I've
like that.
I've got my driving licence, yep.
Oh, brilliant. And then also just a proof of address as well, so any kind of document that you've, any letter that you might have that's dated within the last 3 months.
All right, what about if it's from, hang on a second, to see what letter I've got handy. I have a letter here handy, and it's from the NHS Lanarkshire.
Yeah, what's the date on it?
6th of March.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, so if you can do me a favour, Claire, I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp. If you can just take pictures of both of them for me. Just make sure that you take a... Sorry?
Sorry, I was going to say give me 2 seconds and I'll get that done for you, but...
Yeah, I was just going to say, just make sure when you take the picture of the letter, you take a picture of the full page for me as well, please.
The full page. Okay, I'll do that first because my driving licence is in my handbag, which is over there, but I'll get it in a minute.
Brilliant, yeah.
Why is that? Why is it when you want something to work, it doesn't work? Every time, honestly. Right, there we go. Let's see. Oh, I don't want to record anything. I want to take a picture. Right, I'm going to send this one to you first. Can you see the address on that one? I don't know. I'm going to send that one, but I'm going to take the another one, just to be sure.
If you can just take a picture from, like, from directly above the page, if that's okay.
That's what I've done. Yeah, that's what I've done. There you go. That'll be better now, isn't it?
Yeah, if you, it'd be awkward if you could just do it again, like, literally just put the phone right above the page so you can see all four corners, like.
Right, okay. Try that. Hopefully that's better. There you go.
One moment. Yeah, 6th of March. That one's perfect, thank you. And then if you can just
that
do the same with the driver's licence as well.
Just for that, but... And do you want both sides of the licence as well?
Just the front side, if you want. It's probably... You can probably take just that.
Let's have a look at that. Yeah. You don't laugh at the picture, I look like a criminal.
No, don't worry.
There we go. Right, that's your driving licence sent as well to you.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, so all that is left now, you will just receive a text from me any second now rather than a WhatsApp. Now, that's just got the form for you to sign. Once that's signed...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will give us the authority to contact the councils and get, like, all of your records and things. But it does also discuss about our fees as well. So, just so you're aware, Claire, we do work on a strict no-win-no-fee basis, so we will never charge you if you're unsuccessful. In any successful case, it is just 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect, yeah. So if you can just check that text for me, you should receive the link on there.
Yeah, I've got it. Please sign your document. Yeah.
So all you need to do is click that. You'll see a blue button that says execute all documents. Just underneath that, if you scroll down, there's a big white box for you to put your signature inside.
Let's have a look. Right, okay. Is that under the clear signature pad?
Yeah, just underneath there, yeah.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is sign inside that with your finger.
Right, which I've done, yeah.
Yeah, and then click that blue button that says execute all documents.
Right, but I've managed to get a blue bit on it. Wait a minute, to see if that helps it. Right, okay. So, the signature, execute. Right, I've sent it back over now with the signature, so I don't know if you have that.
Thanks, I'll just double check on my
end. Yeah, sign in complete.
Yep. That's perfect, thank you. So like I said, we will contact, you know, the relevant people now to get the forms for you as well. The case itself, so what will happen now is we'll contact the redress scheme. It should take around 7 to 10 days for them to get back and say, you know, for us to receive the documents from them. Once we've got them back, the solicitors will give you a call just to let you know that the case has been accepted.
Right.
Once they give you a call and let you know that the case has been accepted, they will go through it from there. It'll take roughly around 12 months in total, but to be completely honest, they do just kind of work quietly in the background, so you probably won't hear much from them after that point, up until the point of, like, you know, looking to get your money back and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. Just one more thing that I do need to...
Sorry, I was going to say to you, the children's home is not there any longer, so will they still have all those records on file?
Yeah, so the actual council, you know, like, sorry, what area is it?
It's Glasgow,
won't it? Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll contact Glasgow's local authority, like the council, and say that we want all the information that they have, you know, relating. They get, like, medical records and children's home records, any records that they have relating to the time you have been that age, they'll get off them.
If there's some of the things that the children's home's not put through, does that make sense?
Yeah, to be completely honest, it won't make much of a difference, because at the end of the day, you was there for 4 years, which is quite a long time, so they will have at least some record of you being in there. And if I'm completely honest with you, Claire, I was speaking to hundreds of people a day who've been abused.
I think
the government know the scale of it, if that makes sense, the amount of children who was abused. So they don't need
higher than we think.
Yeah, so it's not a case of, like, nobody's going to call you out and say that you're lying or you need to prove anything, because at the end of the day, they know the scale that it was. So it's like, if somebody's coming forward now saying that they was in care between these ages and they was abused, they are going to take your word for it. It's not going to be a case of, you know, you need to prove anything at all. You don't need any proof
to it. No, I was just... sorry, is your name Elliot, did you say?
Yeah, that's right.
But it's just, I don't really want to fill out all those demons again, if that makes sense, between you and I.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been through counselling and dealt with it in my way, so that I had to move on. Because if I was still sitting the way I was in the children's home, I wouldn't be where I am today, if that makes sense.
No, I completely appreciate that. Yeah, so again, that's the reason why, like, you'd instruct a company like ourselves to do it rather than doing it yourself. All you'll need is one call with a solicitor where they'll just confirm a couple of details. And after that, you know, we've wrote out the statement just from having that conversation with you, and they'll just kind of fight your battle for you, you know, in behind the scenes and whatnot anyway. So, yeah. So what I was going to say, though, as well, is I do appreciate, obviously, taking the time and discussing this with me today. Again, I can appreciate it's a bit of a difficult conversation, so thank you for, you know, taking the time to discuss it. There's just one more thing that I do need to make you aware of in regards to this, though, and it's basically, there are three ways that you can make a claim for the Scottish Redress Scheme. So you can do it yourself without a solicitor if you like to. You can also instruct a solicitor who gets paid up to £2,000 by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we have just discussed. Obviously, just so you're aware, obviously, with that private agreement like we just discussed, it's just no win, no fee basis in any successful cases, 20%. Brilliant. No worries. So other than that, Claire, like I said, that is everything for now. The solicitors will get in touch in a week or two to let you know that the case has been accepted. And then there won't be much contact in between anyway. They will just kind of do the work from there. If at any point you do have any questions, you just want an update or anything like that, feel free to give me a message on that WhatsApp number that I've just spoke to you on. And as soon as I'm off my next call, I'll give you a call straight after.
Oh, perfect, Elliot. No, that's great. I understand everything. And I wouldn't go chasing it now, if that makes sense. So that's why I'm happy to let somebody, as you say, it's like behind the scenes. It's all getting done, so it's not in the forefront of my mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Exactly. Other because than that call next week, there's nothing else that they really need to speak to you about, to be completely honest.
No problem at all, Elliot. Thank you for, obviously, you listening to me as well, because it's quite kind of in-depth stuff we were discussing. But I'm glad it was easy enough to speak to you to let you know, obviously, what was going on at the time for me.
No, I appreciate that as well, Claire. Thank you for that as well. It is a huge compliment as well.
Yeah, just tell your manager to listen to the call at the end.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks a lot, Claire, anyway. Then, other than that, obviously, have a lovely day today, and thanks for your time.
And you too, Elliot. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Cheers, Claire.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.